This is Grady Chambers, and I'm going to be reading my poem from Image, The House Where I Was Born. Two flights home, hinged by Fort Worth, the strange nothingness of flying. Without routine, time fell away. I read, I slept. The man beside me shook his cup. The ice rattled like dice. Sometimes in the sound and the light, it grows so still, it's possible to forget you were moving through the air. I had left friends. I thought of them. Noah laughing in the smoke of the garden, the worn red carpet in the dark lounge, sitting all night at the bar with Marie, wishing to tell her how much I'd missed her, saying instead, we always just miss each other. I don't know when I'll see them again. In the story, Lily Briscoe returns to the empty house and falls asleep to the sound of the sea. Sunlight through the window touched my knee. Putting down the book, I let the edges of the pages roll across my thumb like the wheel of a lighter. The depth of the darkness when I closed my eyes was so entire, I opened them again to reassure myself the world was there around me. Earlier in the week, in a different city, I turned a corner to find I was just a block away from the house where I was born. Kind, tall, drowsy in the late day wind, the ash trees rose like giant people. Knowing they had been there before me and will be long after, I walked the street slowly, touching my hand against the trunk of each one.